This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Shigo, and aka Yoatsi.
I don't know what I am.
What am I?
A ninja?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be a ninja, you guys. No, dude, so when we showed up, let me take off my mask.
I know, I was like, mi amor, you're going to film with that?
Okay, no.
Oh, so, COVID again.
No, so when we showed up, I didn't have my costume on, you guys. And y'all two were staring at me like, are you fucking serious right now?
Because I imagine I pull up in my car with this full gear on. I was like, ready to go.
And she's like, did you forget we're supposed to wear costumes? And then I was like, dude, I couldn't find them.
And he was all serious. You got better at lying, Louis.
And she was like, dude, look at what I'm wearing. And then I was like, it'll like fit the vibe. And I was wearing
wearing a black tee with sweats.
And she's like, you should have told me, I could have brought you something. Like, how you look right now?
I was like.
And then she's all opening the door to come in, all pissed, and I just bring out my costumes.
And I was like, fuck you.
So, for real. So, Yoatsi is.
Shigo. In case you guys are listening and not watching, we are dressed in Halloween costumes, and we're going to continue to do that all throughout spooky season, because it is spooky season.
And I'm a ninja, and I have this little thing I had my earring.
I'm like, I'm going to show it.
No, you guys, I've just found these costumes in my closet. I swear I'll do better as the month goes by.
Ask what? Ask them if they've noticed.
Tell them to leave the episode. So we also decorated for spooky season.
They're like, oh, it's horrible, babe.
They're like, dude, you just haven't filmed in a while.
All the spider webs. And we're like, oh.
No, you guys, we're so excited for spooky season. Yes. So like Yoatsi said, if you're watching, we're dressing up every episode. And
yeah.
Well, the theme just this whole month, I'm so excited. We're going to be.
I love spooky season.
Me too.
And that's why I'm excited for today's episode, because it's a spooky episode.
Y'all, so. Just all a sound effect. As you guys remember, Yoatsi and I told y'all some of our scary ass stories, and a bunch of y'all were leaving your scary stories in the comments. So Yoatsi had the brilliant idea to have you guys submit your scary stories into our email. If you don't follow us on Instagram, Pretty Not Smart, then you don't know about this. But we asked you guys to submit some scary stories so we can react to them live. And I'm scared, dude, but I love scary stories.
And I'm really thankful for you guys because, dude, Louis, he didn't look, but there was so many stories. Like, you guys came through. You guys really, like, went all out and sent so many stories. And I'm going to be honest. I had to pick them. So I skimmed through them. So I kind of know what's up, but I don't know what's up. And Louis is, like, no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. But we're going to read them in detail.
In detail. Because I just skimmed and I just saw one scary thing and I was like, perfect.
And then we have to rate it, like, 1 through 5, how scary we think it is.
Okay. So grab your popcorn. Grab your snacks.
Grab your hombres chile.
Hopefully. They're like.
All like sick
shit. No, grab the little hand. They're like.
They're like this. They're like, give me this.
What was I going to say? Make sure to watch this at nighttime with the lights off.
And your Ouija board.
No, bitch.
Me holding my partner's hand.
You're holding hands the whole episode.
It's all like my support system.
We also got spooky season squishies.
This looks like part of your costume.
Wait, it's just my hand.
Put your hand in there.
Ew. I'm like,
it all matches y'all perfect.
I'm like, all right, so we're gonna talk about. I'm like, my precious.
Yeah, it's my good hand, bitch. Give me that shit.
Ew.
Okay, so what's the word of the year?
We do have a word of the year, you guys, and oh fuck, I lost it.
Bitch.
Talk to them while I find it.
No, you guys. My costume was really last minute. I don't even have time to, like, fucking tie this shit around my arms. So I swear it'll be better next time, you guys. But this is something cute for now.
Give me some ideas. I'm nervous. I can't find it.
You can't just go to the comment section and find a fucking word that people comment.
That's what I'm doing.
Give me some costume ideas because I'm low-key not having my costume ideas running through my head right now. And it's kind of making me freak out because there's so many Halloween stuff going on.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I found it.
What is that?
All right. So this one is called. This
one is called. Bitch.
Her name is.
This one is called, bitch. Y'all calling it.
I'm sorry. This is from Cynthia Cardenas 5325.
Okay.
She said to spell accommodate.
Bitch.
She said, yeah, tell him to spell accommodate.
I'm definitely getting this one wrong.
Try your best.
A. C O M A D A T E.
You were close. The D A T E was perfect at the end.
Here, just the last part.
I know. It's A C C O M M O D A T E.
Oh, hell no. G T F O.
That is so dumb. Spell Halloween, Louis.
H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N.
Wow.
Halloween.
Ready for spooky season. All right, Louis, are you ready to pee your pants?
No, bitch.
Because of how scared you're going to be.
These aren't even going to be scary.
Do you want to do the honors of reading the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bitch, I'm going to feel like fucking elementary school all over again doing popcorn reading.
All right. This one, just, I want to say, just read it from beginning to end.
Well, no shit.
Well, yeah, it's because some people leave us cute little messages at the top.
I don't get it. Anyways.
Anyways, we're hopping into the first one.
Oh my God.
What?
Bitch, is this Arthea?
I thought it was Arthea because of the name.
Dude, the name. I don't want to say
No, don't say the name. But when she commented, I was like, Thea? Because they have the same first name and last name as Arthea. Okay. I looked it up. It's not Arthea.
Bitch, well, it's not all in English. Okay. So, I'm going to get scared.
All right. I'm ready.
So, we'll react to it as we read. And if you have anything to throw in there, 2 cents. I was 2 and a half.
Bitch, you don't know how to read.
I was going
to
say, I'm really bad at reading. I always mispronounce words. If I fuck up, correct me.
You're pretty not smart.
Okay. I was 2.5 months pregnant at this point.
Oh, my God. I'll do my pumpkin. puta. Okay. 2.5 months pregnant.
One night, we're peacefully sleeping when we start hearing my stepdaughter, who was 3 at the time, giggle. Ew, that would have already been. My go to sleep.
She was 3 years old?
Yeah.
Okay.
She giggled again, and my boyfriend asked her to lay down and sleep. I told him she is asleep. She continued to now laugh louder and say, I don't want to play.
Ew. Ay, no mami.
Which my boyfriend immediately got up and woke her up, but she started crying and screaming, pointing at the closet, and there was
what?
That the little girl started screaming and crying, pointing at the closet, saying that there was a cucuy.
Oh hell no.
I like that. That's already bad. I'm taking it off.
No, keep reading it.
Well, bitch, the closet.
It's all you coming out.
I'm the cuckoo. No, I just don't like stories when there's things in the closets. I don't know why. I've always had a fear of, like, being watched. Because, like, my bed used to be facing closets. So every time there'd be, like, a little crack open, I'd be like,
ugh! You just see a little eye.
Like, yes, I feel like I will see an eye. Okay. At this point, I'm about to start crying with her. We obviously turn on all the lights and TV. She wouldn't stop crying for like 20 minutes of being held by my boyfriend. She then says, ya no está el cucuy. Bitch, fuck that. So the little girl was sleeping and saying, I don't want to play. When they woke her up, she immediately like pointed at the closet and was saying,
that gave me goosebumps.
She's like, bitch, I'm still hella freaking out and trying to put myself to sleep. I'm thinking I'm dreaming, but could have sworn I clearly heard people laugh and someone say, te vamos a matar a tu bebé. Bitch.
Oh, hell no. The baby that she was pregnant with?
Oh, I forgot she was
pregnant. She was pregnant. She's 2 months pregnant.
Wait, so now I'm confused. So
she heard that. She heard somebody say that.
After her daughter was like saying the cuckoo vibes? Uh-huh. Oh, hell no.
Or I think like during all of that, she heard it.
I started crying so bad. As I'm again trying to sleep, I start dreaming. I'm in a puddle of blood. Bitch. Oh my God, that must be terrifying. Like as you're pregnant and having something like that in your head. I again wake up at this point and I'm done sleeping. I'm just waiting for the sun to come up. My boyfriend had to start getting ready for work since he was scheduled at 4:30 that morning. I'm completely wide awake as I'm still super scared. In the morning, when my 10-year-old son wakes up, he tells me he wasn't sure if he was dreaming, but he heard a lot of footsteps and voices all around the house. Bitch. So, like, literally everybody was experiencing something. Okay, so I'm in complete shock. We were all dreaming or were las brujas in my house. Bitch, that's scary because if one person is having, like, a little moment, you're just like, okay, bad dream.
Yeah.
But, bitch, all three of them.
No, there was definitely brujas or something in her house.
That's scary.
There's more?
Yes. I have a 3-month follow-up to check up on my baby. I found out my baby... Wait, what? Job Longer has a heartbeat?
No longer?
Oh, my God. She put Job Longer, but she... Oh, my God.
She probably meant no longer.
Bitch. Okay, after the ultrasounds, the doctor determined my baby could have stopped having a heartbeat 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Which would have been exactly that night all these things happened. Oh my God, I was not expecting the story to turn into this.
Oh my gosh.
I'm forever traumatized because I low-key do believe witches will try to take your babies. I bought a bunch of white candles and would light one every night. Y gracias a Dios ya no ha escuchado nada.
Oh, that is so terrifying. I am so sorry for your loss, my love. That is so scary.
Wait, but
dude.
That like really... gets you kind of thinking because like what the hell happened? Like her 3-year-old daughter was having nightmares, was pointing at the
and they always say that little kids see fantasmas. Like little kids always, because they're so innocent, they can see more things than like us.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't know what the fuck, but something was definitely there. I'm not going with this. Fuck that. Sad. I don't claim any of the negative energy that we are putting on today's podcast.
I'm stopping this episode.
I'm done. I'm leaving.
No, that really has me like mind fucked because the fact that everybody was like experiencing and like seeing some sort of paranormal or hearing some shit and then that happens. Like baby, no heartbeat. And then it just so happens that it's around the same time that all happened.
That is like mind fucking.
I heard too that in a lot of like witches scenarios and shit like that, that they always want like your first born male child.
But she already had a daughter.
That's what
and
I was gonna say. Like at first I connected it to that, but then I was like, well, no, wait, she already had a son. But it's still like.
Unless, like she said, that witches just come for kids. Unless she just like got, like they picked her.
That's scary. Do you believe in witches?
Yes.
Dude, same. But like, I feel like in movies and shit like that, I don't think they actually fly around in fucking brooms and shit, right?
Well, you don't remember that video from Mexico about the bruja flying around all over Mexico?
But I don't think they fly in brooms. How is she going to make the broom fly?
That video traumatized me when I was a little kid.
The one by the mountains?
Yes. You just see her like. Ew, that one's so scary, bitch. If you guys haven't seen it, just look it up. Mexico bruja flying on YouTube. It's so scary.
Like, I feel like brujas are real because there's obviously, like, good brujas and there's the bad brujas. The ones that are messing with, like, dark energy and then the ones that are, like, healers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like the whole broom thing is, like, added just to make it more, like, spooky. But...
make it more hocus pocus.
Yeah, there you go. But like, that's scary.
And I think the good brujas would be like the curanderas, no?
Yeah, there you go. I feel like that's what it is, curanderas.
The curanderas. I'm going to share something with you guys that's spooky vibes about us. Or should we save it for another episode?
No, don't make it about it. Or what? You're going to tell like the family part?
No, bitch. Oh. About what they said when I went to go see the healer. What she said about our history.
That's what I'm saying, our family. Well, you already fucking teased them. Just tell them. It's scary.
No, it's because remember I told you guys in one of our spooky episodes from the past that like I was getting followed by a shadow. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Well, the healer, she told me, because I was like, did somebody do like brujería on me? Like, I'm so scared. And she was just like, no, nobody did witchcraft on you because I guess in our past, our ancestors, we have a line of like curanderas in our family tree. From Mexico, we have like curanderas and stuff and just like good vibes protecting us. So she said that all of that like magic and good vibes still protects us to this day and that it protects our bloodline. So she was like, if anyone tries to do witchcraft on you guys, they like can't. They're like, they can't because you're like your family tree and your ancestors are always watching and protecting you guys. And I was like, oh, that's kind of thickening.
I know.
But that definitely made me believe more in, like, witches and stuff. Because I was like, there's definitely, if there's good, there's bad. And vice versa.
And then Yuati told my parents that. And then my parents obviously gave us a little bit more, like, chisme of our family. But, you know, a little bit more like, insight. Which just makes things, like, a lot more crazier. Because, obviously, we didn't know anything about this. But, yeah I guess we had a couple of curanderas in our family side.
And my dad was like, oh yeah,
but maybe one day hopefully in one of these episodes we'll be able to like dive a little bit more. But yeah, that was a scary story.
That was I feel like a crazy one for the first one.
I know. I think it was just for me. I didn't expect it to turn into
something that insane. But
yeah, can you fucking read the next one or no? You're all taking forever. I'm like, hurry, I want the next one.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that took an unexpected turn. Like I thought I already knew where it was going, but I guess not.
Okay. This one says, "Hi Louie and Yuatsi. My name is Cassandra. And I just want to say that I love the podcast. I look forward to it every week.
I've been a fan
for a long time now, and I'm so proud of the both of you." Oh, thank you, Cassandra.
That's her scary story. We're like, ah!
We all leave running. It's the scariest one.
Oh, shit.
You both always inspire me and remind me que yo puedo hacer todo lo que yo quiera.
Oh,
que
okay.
No me rinde. Cuídense mucho. Love y'all. My Insta username is Cassie713. Thank you so much, Cassie. And then starts. Anyway, this story didn't happen to me, but it happened to my madrina, and I think it's very scary.
No, not the madrina.
Oh, no, madrina.
We both said it. Like, once this happened to the madrina, you know it's over.
But I feel like madrinas and tias will tell you the scariest stories.
Like, bitch, you're not my kid. I don't take care of you.
Like, so, mira lo que me pasó, mija.
Go.
When my madrina was young, she used to have her own room in the upstairs part of my abuelito's house. She said she had been up there by herself and seen shadow figures of this tall, skinny man with a hat for about a week, just standing by her closet while she was folding laundry.
It's all me back in 2015.
Fuck you, all tall, all slender man.
With a hat, like a snapback?
No, bitch, like think about Abraham Lincoln hat.
Wait, how do you know? She put that?
No, but I see con una pinche snapback. El ghost con una snapback.
Well, why would it be an Abraham Lincoln hat?
Because I feel like ghosts are usually people from the past. So it's probably a little señor with a sombrero.
A ver, keep reading, pues.
A ver. We're all making fucking assumptions about the ghost.
I know.
What does he look like?
Oh, I want to know.
All right. She would yell at him to go away and that he would stay there and then go away every time. Also, the madrina would be like, lárgate. Like, go away. Mm-hmm. At the end of that week, she went to bed one night, but she couldn't sleep. She felt someone watching her, and then her body froze. She realized she couldn't move anything at all except for her eyes.
Sleep paralysis. Oh, my God, no.
Oh, hell no. I hate you've never experienced it?
No, and I don't want to.
Oh, my God. I hate sleep paralysis, fuck you that. Guys. That's when she saw a pair. Oh, hell no.
What?
That's when she saw a pair of red eyes.
Bitch.
Looking at her from the edge of the bed by where her feet were.
Ew, fuck that.
Literally just a pair of red eyes.
Fuck that.
Oh, hell no. She got really scared and closed her eyes, but then she felt the pair of eyes looking at her as if they were right next to her.
Bitch.
And they were.
Ew! Why'd you read it like that and look at me, bitch?
My eyes are all red.
Y'all like rolled back.
I'm like,
fuck you.
Bitch.
I don't know. I have a really big fear of sleep paralysis. This is like freaking me out.
I have goosebumps right now. This is a good one, Cassandra. She opened her eyes to peek, and sure enough, the red eyes were next to her, just staring, floating closer.
Ew.
She got really scared and didn't know what else to do since she couldn't move the rest of her body, so she closed her eyes again. Fuck and that. Empezó a rezar en su cabeza. Oh, she started praying. I would too.
Well, like at that point, like you literally can't do anything if you're to have sleep paralysis.
Oh my God. She had her eyes closed during the Padre Nuestro, but during the Ave Maria, she opened her eyes a little bit, and that's when she saw a bubble form around her, protecting her de los ojos malos. Oh, oh, I love that.
Oh, I have escalofrío.
Me too. She kept rezando y con más confianza cuando vio que la que le estaba ayudando. So if you don't speak Spanish, she basically said that she kept praying, and when she noticed that it was helping her, she just kept praying even more. The floating red eyes stayed on the side of her watching since it couldn't get through the bubble to her, and eventually it disappeared. She said that that was the scariest thing she's ever experienced, and she's had a lot of encounters with spirits. But after that, she went to sleep with my grandparents in their room downstairs because she didn't want to stay in her room. That's so scary.
I always, because I always hear about so many people having like sleep paralysis, and it's such a coincidence that like they end up seeing something.
Yeah.
So for me, since I've never experienced sleep paralysis, I'm always like, is it just a really realistic dream or are you actually like stuck?
Let me tell you more about it, but let's go on a quick break. All commercial.
I know.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
Well, now that we're back from our quick break, what I was going to say is that...
Yeah, of course, since I'm ready to start filming, my love. I don't even have my earphones on. Okay, you were saying, stupid ass.
I've had sleep paralysis multiple times, and annoyingly enough, it started happening to me when I started getting on my antidepressants. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Uh-huh. But my antidepressants also caused me to have really vivid, realistic dreams. Mm. But in my last episode of sleep paralysis maybe happened like 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I was asleep and I just remember waking up and the room looked exactly like the room. So I was like, fuck, I'm awake. But I couldn't move my body. I could just move my eyes.
Ew, I don't like that.
And I was just like, fuck. I didn't see nothing scary, but I was just like scared. Mm-hmm. I was just really scared because like I couldn't move and my eyes were like the only thing moving. And I just remember like looking across the room back and forth. And that's why when I was still living with Alex, I just remember turning like my eyes and Alex was next to me. And my heart was just racing like super fast. And then eventually I went back to sleep.
Yeah, you see, because I hear a lot of people, they'll be like, I have sleep paralysis, so I go back to sleep, and when I wake up, I can move.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm just like, okay, like, are you dreaming? It's just really vivid, realistic. Or is it that your mind is awake, but your body is still sleeping?
Yeah, so actually, I did some research, and I found out that sleep paralysis is when your mind wakes up before your body.
Yeah, uh-huh. And you're just like, it's not sending that signal to your brain, like, let me move.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I hear scary. Most people just, like, end up falling back asleep. Yeah, I never want to experience that. And it's so common. It's such a common thing. I hear so many people always, like, telling me that they experience that. I'm like, fuck no, baby.
I hope you don't. Because in the moment, it's really weird. In the moment, I'm just, like, fucking scared shitless.
Yeah, dude. Como no?
And then in the morning, I'm like, oh, fuck. I had sleep paralysis last night.
Ew, I hate that.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, let me look it up for you.
These are scary. I don't like these. Leaving.
All right, here we go. Oh, this one even has a title.
Ooh.
The Man in White.
It's all me in makeup.
That was a Slender Man.
For real.
He looked sickening.
Dude, that was cool. Yeah, that was like cool. That one. That was like a good, I haven't seen somebody like
do like a costume like that.
Yeah, I don't know. That was iconic.
He was cool.
Okay. Wait, we should do that too. Y'all let us know. We should like rate people's costumes.
We should.
That'd be sick. Now we're all talking shit.
We're like, ew.
No, okay. So this is called The Man in White. When I was 4 years old, ooh, that's scary already. All right. No, it's because it's crazy when, like we said, when something traumatic happens at a young age like that, like you just remember.
It's
like,
all traumatizing.
Yeah. When I was 4 years old, me, my sister, and parents lived in a one-bedroom apartment where we would share one room.
Okay.
My parents slept in one bed while my sister and I slept on our bunk bed.
All Louis and Yuati.
I know. While living there, we always heard all sorts of noises such as footsteps, stomps, objects dragging, dishes, and more. Oh, I hate that.
Honey.
One night, I remember waking up from the sound of our living room table getting dragged across the room.
Oh, hell no. That was a strong ghost.
I know. I was like, ugh. Keep in mind, our living room was right outside of our bedroom. That night, my parents must have left the door wide open, which is how I heard everything loud and clear. At first, I thought it must have been my parents since they always woke up early in the morning to get ready for work. But as I looked to the side, I could see that they were both sound asleep.
Oy.
My heart began to race as I wondered what was out there. As I laid there wide awake, I suddenly see a man, bitch, enter our room as he stood right in front of my bed watching me.
Bitch, just like that?
Oh my God, I hate that.
Ew.
I always remember him as a young man who was chubby. Oh, I got goosebumps, puta.
Ew.
Okay. I always remember him as, oh shit, a young man who was chubby and dressed in white. I still remember the scared, frozen feeling my body felt that night when suddenly he waves at me. Bitch, I have goosebumps all over my face.
Was because that scared?
Imagine somebody just standing there who you have no idea who the fuck it is,
they're like,
and they're just
good
like
morning.
Waving at you.
Ew, I'm
fuck.
Leaving.
No, I literally have goosebumps.
No, I have goosebumps too. I'm leaving. Oh, hell no.
Okay.
I couldn't drive home alone.
Which me too. I couldn't think of anything to do other than to cover myself up and hope for him to leave. As I laid there, I was so afraid of uncovering myself, only thinking, what if he's right next to me?
Oh, hell no.
Bitch, turns out I was right because at the moment, I felt a soft tap on my shoulder. I remember starting to suffocate for air, but I was not going to uncover myself. Moments later, I decided to take a small peek in which he was no longer in the room. I couldn't believe what had happened to me, and of course, I had to tell my parents everything. They believed me. It wasn't until I grew older where they explained how the neighbor's 18-year-old son had passed away in a car accident on his way to work.
Oh my God.
My parents were close to our neighbors and even went to his open casket funeral when he had been dressed in a full white suit. My parents strongly believe it was him who I saw. Turns out him and his family lived in our one-bedroom apartment before his passing.
Oh my gosh.
Later on, moved to the two-bedroom apartment next door after he was gone, which explains why He was roaming around our place at the time. As of today, I have his sister on my social media and will constantly make posts about him when it's either his birthday or time of passing. It's just crazy to me now to visually see his face and think it was him who I saw.
Oh my God. That story got to me good.
And then at the end, she just put, may he rest in peace. Oh, I have goosebumps all over my fucking face.
Dude, I have goosebumps all over my body.
I feel like it's more scary when it's connected to something realistic.
Yes, like a death, for example.
Because, for example, imagine she like saw that, whatever, but like nobody knew any inside information. You could just be like, what the fuck was that? But like, if somebody has like, oh, this happened here, like, I don't know, someone used to live here and this, and it just so happens to connect in that way, that's when you're just like, holy shit.
It looks like
he had no like bad intentions.
He was just saying hi.
Oh, bitch. Well, obviously not. He was scaring the fuck out of her. But I'm saying they're just roaming around. Like, obviously, like, sometimes I heard that like souls, when they have like an unfinished
business
or just feel like something wasn't finished before they're passing, they like linger around.
Aww.
But that's scary, dude.
That's so scary. And I 100% believe in ghosts.
Here's the thing.
They're real.
How do you, like, for example, in her case, how do you differentiate?
Mm-hmm.
Or how can you tell if there's like an intruder or if it's a ghost? Because I feel like most of the time when I hear stories like this, when people see something, their first thought is like, it's not like, oh my God, it's an intruder. They're like, it's a ghost. And like, how does our body know that, you know?
Maybe what if it has to do with like energies? Because like our bodies are, we're full of energy. So I feel like we can sense the presence of a human.
Mm-hmm.
And then like when you know how like you're chilling, minding your life, and then you can feel somebody staring at you. You're like, bitch.
Oh
like,
my God, yes.
You know, that's like an energy that we can feel like automatically. So think about it. Maybe when our body sees something completely different, like a ghost, we probably already recognize that shit ain't human. Yeah. At that motherfucker right there.
For real?
Not real.
He's like, whoops. Am I right?
So we can probably tell what it is. Or,
that's smart.
Or just because we're like super scared.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I've never seen a ghost. I don't ever want to see a fucking ghost. I kind of do, but I don't. But like, I want to say that like we probably feel the difference.
That's true.
Just feel the presence.
Yeah, there's this... there's this saying, I think my dad told us, where it's like, don't be afraid of the dead. Be more afraid of the living.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, they can harm us and stuff. I don't know how I feel
remember
about
as
that.
Kids. No, I remember as kids, me and Louis, I don't remember what the fuck, but we were all scared maybe of a panteón or something. We were scared of something. And my dad's like, no tengan miedo a los muertos. Los muertos no te van a hacer nada. Esos ya están muertos. ¿Qué te van a hacer nada? Be afraid of the la gente viva. Like the bad people. Those people can actually kill you and hurt you. Those muertitos.
So can dead people.
No, I feel like once they're dead, if they don't have bad intention, like unless they're demons and shit, like that's bad. But if it's just like a little ghost.
A little cute one.
No, if it's just like a little ghost, they might just want to mess around with us and scare us. But I don't think.
Maybe drag us around the room a little bit.
Not like that. But like, you know, you know how the ghost, how she said that the ghost was like tapped her.
Oh, fuck that.
And was like, hey, babes.
I would have been like, don't play with me. All right.
I feel like if I die before you, I'm going to scare you.
Bitch, fuck
I'm going to come back and haunt you.
No, ma'am. I'll
yes, ma'am.
Do the Ouija board and send you back.
No, I'm gonna just put, hey, bitch, on the Ouija board. No, you're going to make it to Watsi.
I'll die just to go haunt you back.
We're all haunting each other back and forth.
I know. Somebody else starts living in our studio. We're just staring there.
We're here. We're sitting down. We're like, we appear. I know.
They walk in. We're just filming a podcast. Oh, we're dead.
We're like, what? All ghosts. We're like, what?
What the fuck? Okay, next story.
I read the next one.
No shit.
Come on. Oi.
What?
Okay, this one's called
Yoatsi.
Hey, Louie and Yoatsi. My name is Ashley. The story is called like got fabulous and a simple request. This one's called Room of Movement.
Room of Movement. Man.
And she wanted a little shout out. Her Instagram is at sanz.ash21.
Okay.
So all of this happened in 2015 and 2016.
This is recent.
I didn't really believe in the supernatural at all. My family is Christian. And well, you know, I'm Hispanic. And Hispanic families, we like to brush things off. So I bring a bad troubled teen. Oh, I was being a bad troubled teen at the time. And one day, oh my God.
What?
One day I was on FaceTime with a friend and I had a Ouija board in my closet.
Hija de su.
Su mamacita chula.
But it's always the people who don't really believe in that shit
that mess with that with stuff. It. Ya ves? A ver, ¿qué te pasó, hija de tu? I'm just kidding. My she literally put in little parentheses. My ass should have left it up there. Well, I decided to play it and
can't read.
It doesn't make sense. I decided to play it and I got nothing on the board.
Yeah, like nothing was like moving.
Okay.
Dumbass.
I would ask questions and it wouldn't move. So I looked at my friend and I told her, see, this shit isn't even real. And I had my phone on top of my cajon and the cajones started opening.
Bitch.
And I laughed it off. So that same night when I was getting ready to go to bed, I was turning off the lights in my room. And then I turned off the TV last and I had one of those old big boxes TVs. And when I turned it off and put my back to it, it turned on. But I low-key gave me chills because it turned on to a scary movie.
Bitch.
And of course, I still didn't believe it. So I went to bed and I woke up around 3 a.m. Oh, of course, she woke up in the witching hour.
Fuck.
And it was weird because I never wake up at that time, the middle of the night. And when I opened my eyes, I felt like someone was sitting at the edge of my bed where my feet were. And I've kind of looked down and honestly, I thought it was my little brother. I thought maybe he couldn't sleep. So I was like, what's wrong, buddy?
Bitch,
and she's all talking to the ghost.
The ghost is like, you're supposed to be scared, Lev.
She's like, what's wrong, babe? And then a deep voice responded.
Oh, hell no, bitch.
Oh, I don't want to read it anymore.
Imagine thinking it's like your little brother and a deep fucking voice responds.
Oh, hell no. I got goosebumps.
What is this?
And then a deep voice responded, nothing. I like watching you sleep. Bitch, don't scream like that.
Well, don't read that shit like that.
Sydney.
Nothing. I like watching you sleep.
Oh my God, bitch. The amount of goosebumps I have right now.
Oh, that is nasty.
Hell dude. No.
That is gross. That would freak me though. Imagine just like, nothing.
Don't do that.
Bitch, I don't like that. Next story.
Ay, baboso.
Oh my God, no, I don't like that. You guys, I live alone. Don't do
and
this.
And I jumped
me.
Up and ran to my mama's room. And when I closed the door to my mom's room, there was a big slam in my room. So when we got into my closet doors, my closet doors were opened and my cajon fell. And mind you, that cajon was like about 200 pounds. Three people had to put it up in my room. So after that, things started to get worse and worse. I would wake up with scratches or feel someone pulling my hair in my and in my closet, things would move, things would drop. My clothes and my shoes would disappear until I had turned 17 and moved out. My life was back to normal.
Bitch.
I just want to say something to every kid watching. Please don't ever play the Ouija board or anything that is to talk to the dead. Thank you for letting me tell my story. Sorry it was long. It's okay. We like juicy
dude, long. That's scary.
And you know what? Okay, who was the girl? What was her name again?
Ashley.
I don't know if you did this or not, but I've never played the Ouija board, but there's rules to playing the Ouija board. If you start playing that shit, you have to say bye. You have to, like, I don't know how you do it, but you have to say bye to close portals. Because if you're playing it and you don't close the portals, you are literally basically like an open door to, like, yeah, come in, come play.
Also, I was going to say, like starting to play, you, like, open that door. And, like, even if they're not responding to you, like, you give them, like, the welcome to go into where
yes, you playing that shit is automatically being, like, yes, welcome in.
And it probably, like, stopped when she obviously moved because, like... It probably stayed in that house.
Probably. Like all the bad all the bad vibes stayed there?
Well, no, just like she opened the portal there, so like it stayed there.
Oh,
or I don't know if it ended up leaving or what the fuck. But yeah, you guys, like I don't fuck with the Ouija board.
I don't fuck with anything like that.
Like I have friends who will like have had it before and like want to play and I'm just like, no thanks. So like I'll leave. Like I'm just not interested in it at all.
You know what I think is so dumb? What? Like dumb.
Bitch, us?
That too. No, bitch. Remember at Toys R Us they had Ouija boards for kids?
Dude, that is so that doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Like, it's known to be like a fucking devilish witchcraft game. So I remember we were little and we went into Toys R Us and we saw the Ouija board.
Uh-huh.
Because we were looking for board games. We loved board games when we were little. And then after that, I was like, so I like freaked out. Right next to it, there was a princess one.
Yes, a princess Ouija board, like all pink with little unicorns.
It was all the princesses in the front. And it was something like, speak to your favorite princess or something like that. And I was like, there is, and then there was like a boy version. I forgot what it was, but I was like, there is no way that like, because the original one was there. It obviously looks very demonic and whatever it is. And then right next to it, a cute little like princess one trying to like target two kids.
Two little girls. And then there was a boy one targeted to little boys.
And I'm like, who the fuck, whether it's fucking real or it's not real, something with that like background, why would you put that in a kid's store, one? And then two, why would you like allow it to be licensed?
Why
to be
would
like
anyone approve
thing?
That?
It was
like,
so...
it was so bad. And then I remember me and Louis were like, and we showed our parents. Yeah. We called my mom and dad and we're like, look. And they're like, no, que se para acá, no estoy jugando con esa chingadera.
Yeah.
But it was just like insane to me that they were literally promoting it to little kids. Because if a little kid were to play that bitch, they let everything in and they don't know how to play.
Yeah, because like, I don't know if we already mentioned this, but like my dad has like some really close friends with an experience with the Ouija board. Yeah. So like, that's why my parents are like, no, don't fucking get close to that shit. Like, I don't care. If
don't even look at that shit.
Yeah. Just like, it's better to like, not even try to associate or even be in the same room as like someone like playing with it.
Yeah. No. If you see anybody about to pull out and play that shit, leave. Like, I don't give a shit if you're not going to play. Don't even watch that shit. Like, leave.
Yeah. It's just,
don't fuck with that. And dude, when I was shopping for Halloween decor at like Marshall's and Home Goods and everything, they have a bunch of them everywhere.
I know, I was at Home Goods and they had like the little like triangle, the one that you like move. It was just like a decor. And like, even that, even if it's like decor, like, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable having stuff like that in my house.
No. And then I don't remember what movie, but there was a scary movie that they used the circle of the...
Why didn't you tell me the whole back of my costume was open?
I didn't know.
Bitch, I'm all...
all hunchback. You're...
oh my God. Bitch, I'm over here like filming like this.
Muted. You should have been the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Bitch, my cousin.
Bitch. F you. Así quédate, nadie ve.
No wonder. I was like, why is it so chilly back here? Okay, no, what were you saying?
That in a movie, they use the little circle of the Ouija board to like look and you see like another dimension and shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just, guys, don't fuck with that shit, okay?
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
This one is called Yoatsi. Okay. So one time when I was younger, my dad and I decided to go on a bike ride behind our house where there was a huge strawberry field with a track to walk on.
Were you in Watsonville?
I was going to say it's all Watsonville. Okay. We were riding our bikes, having a good time when we got to the other side of the track, which is next to the road, where we saw a lady walking the track in a white dress with roses. I believe I was riding my bike in front of my dad, so I was able to see the lady look at my dad with an angry face, just staring at him. So keep in mind, the field is long, and we were on our bike, so we were able to go faster than the lady. So when we got to half of the field, we had to get off to cross because it had metal wires, so we had to cross it over. But before we crossed, I mentioned to my dad if he had seen how the lady looked at him, and he said yes, I saw. So we looked back to see if we could see her, and she was no longer there. So my dad and I got scared, and my dad said, should we go around and just see if we find her? Why would you guys go find her?
Well, they probably didn't know it was a ghost.
Why? No, I wouldn't go
back. All corpse bride with her little roses.
We come back to find out that across the street, a lady was... oh, no, it's sad. She was kidnapped and R-word. I don't want to say it. And thrown into the street where multiple cars that passed by ran over her. Since earlier I mentioned that it was a strawberry field, people thought it was a sack full of strawberries, but in reality, it was a lady.
Aww.
So since my dad was one that passed by on that road the exact day and ran over a piece of the sack that the lady was in, I guess that's the reason why the lady stared at my dad with hatred. I have so many more stories, but this one will forever live in my head because I just couldn't believe what we had encountered. I hope you guys liked my story. Love you guys.
Oh,
that's scary.
That's scary.
So like basically it was a strawberry field. So I guess nobody really paid attention to like what it was in that bag, because people were like, oh, it's probably just like strawberries. And the dad assumes that he like ran over her as well, because he was driving on the road the day that like they like discovered her body.
Oh, that's so scary. Pobrecita. That's scary. That reminds me of up in the mountains in Gilroy. Uh-huh. Remember that story about that if you drove past like a certain area in the middle of the night, supposedly there was like a hitchhiker lady that would appear in the back of your truck?
You can find that story on Google.
Yeah, just put that's like a real story.
Mount Madonna.
Is it in Mount Madonna? Yeah. Or the Gilroy Mountains?
It's the same fucking mountain, puta.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mount Madonna's to go to Gilroy.
Okay.
So if you go like Mount Madonna.
Hitchhiker lady?
Just like Mount Madonna lady in white dress or something like that. Like, I feel like you'll find the stories. But yeah, there's like a lot of stories from like people seeing like a lady in like a white dress, like hitchhiker vibes. Because these mountains, you guys, those mountains are humongous. But mm-hmm. you basically take that mountain to go to like the next city up.
Mm-hmm.
But I have friends who have even like said they like encountered that.
Yeah, you just like when you're driving late at night, you either see her walking, or sometimes if you're by yourself in your car, she'll appear in like your passenger seat.
And well, I haven't heard that.
Yeah,
bitch,
dude, my tío told us that.
Oh, shit.
I guess that. It happened to my tío, and it just like jumps on your car and then she'll just like leave.
Well, I had heard from some friends of mine. It was like, I think they said it was like 2, almost 3 in the morning, very like witching hour vibes. And all those dumbasses were driving drunk. So they were like drunk driving and
dumbasses don't drink and drive, you guys.
Yeah, no. So I guess they were like already kind of like under the influence. And I guess they like saw this like a white spiritual thing and they were like, what the fuck? And then I don't know what happened. I don't remember the story too well, but they all basically freaked out. But then they didn't know if like they were tripping because they were drunk. But then all of them saw it. So then they were like, no, like this has to be real. And like it made them like kind of like fucking swerve and shit. But like that scared me because I've like heard about those stories. But knowing that like my friends kind of like encountered it.
Oh,
but it was
God.
Very much like they were like, dude, we could have died, because obviously they were being dumb and driving just drunk.
Yeah.
But then you see something like that, like you could easily lose
control
of like the wheel.
And
then also like the time that it was. You guys, like these mountains, there is no like street lights.
Oh, it's dark.
No, it's just pure dark. Yeah. All you have is your headlights.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, I feel like it's scary to drive on those mountains at night, because there's already things like deer and other animals crossing the road. And there is also no... ¿cómo se llama? Like borders.
Yeah.
So you can drive off the
fucking
mountain.
You could literally drive off the mountain. It's so scary.
Like towards like once you're like going down, I think there are already like borders. Uh-huh. But once you're like in there, like there definitely is no borders.
Guys, te mueres.
Yeah. So.
But as a little girl, every time we would drive through there, I'd close my eyes. I was like, fuck this.
Me too.
Like in the night.
At night. So then we'd be like, because it was like the quickest way to get to our home in Watsonville.
Uh-huh.
So we would always take those. And when I would drive with my friends at night to like get back, like they were like, please don't go through Mount Madonna. But it's because it was the quickest way.
Yeah,
because
if you go the 101 the fog, around. That shit was like an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah, so then I was like, sorry about it.
I don't give a fuck.
I was like, I'll give her a drive.
But you want to ride, babes?
No, I've always said, you guys, if I ever encounter like something like that, or someone telling me to like give him a ride or something really late at night, I would not stop.
Fuck no.
I'll call the cops, but not so much to be like, I saw a ghost or whatever it is. Just be like, I just saw somebody. Can y'all go like double check?
Go check
like,
on them.
Y'all do that. That's your job. But like, mm-hmm. I will not pull over for whatever it is. Like, I don't care. I'm sorry.
One time I was already doing social media, and I already had my Porsche,
mm-hmm.
and I was in Watsonville, and I was getting ready to go to my greenhouse, the house that I lived in before mm-hmm. I moved to SoCal. And this was really late at night. I was with Travis. I had left my mom's house. So I think I stayed really late. It was like 1 or 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I was driving back home, and some lady was in the middle of the road, just ran up going towards the airport. You know that really long airport road? Yeah. She was just in the middle of the street, and she starts waving me down. And I was like, oh, fuck no. And I'm like almost to my house, but I just keep driving straight. She literally goes right in the middle of the road. I don't know if I ever told you, but she stood right in the middle of the road, and she was like, help, help. And I was like, fuck that. And I just swerved around her.
Especially because you had Travis in there.
And I got home, and I was like, fuck, like, should I have stopped? But I was like, no, bitch, I don't know what's going on with her, but I had my son. My son is my priority. What if it was a trap and they were going to kidnap
that's
me?
What I was gonna say.
Or what if, like, I don't know. What if she was a ghost? Fuck, no.
I was going to say, it goes beyond, like, even just, like, what if it's a ghost? It's, like, you never know if it's, like, a trap or, you know, so people are always, just like, doing things to, like, trick people into getting into something.
Yeah.
So it goes beyond, like, oh, my God, it might be a ghost. It's just, like, yeah, no. Like,
and it was late at night. So I was, like, I was, like, I'll let somebody else deal with it. And it was actually right in front of, like, the fire station area. Oh, so man. I was like, they're going to see her eventually. Someone's going to see her. So I was like, not my problem.
Hey, you don't even call the cops.
Fuck no, I got scared. I just ran inside my house.
No, bitch. That reminds me, one time in Watsonville también, you know that road by the Red Church?
The Red Church. St. Patrick's?
Yeah, but like going all the way straight as if you're going to like say fucking Ramsey Park, that by like grocery outlet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in that road, dude, one time I was driving with Yami. It was me, Yami, and I think Andrea was with me. It was a third person with me. And it was raining at night. So this is when like I had just kind of gotten like my car. So I was always driving the girls at night. We were always going everywhere.
Aww.
It was hella late at night and it's raining. So you already can't perfectly see when it's like raining because your wind wipers and then the rain or whatever. And bitch, right there, you know how like there's the road going this way and the one going this way. And then right in the middle, there's like, there's you just like, have like trees and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was driving. We were all just like talking or whatever. And from a distance, I kind of see like a hand like this. And I was just like, bitch, is that a hand? And then Yami's like, like Yami gets scared. Bitch, as I'm getting closer, this person, because the first thing that came into my head is not ghost. Even now, I'm not sure it was a ghost. It's just more like, what the fuck or who the fuck? They're going like this. And I was like, bitch, I'm not about to stop. This person jumps like in front of my car. Like just straight up comes out and we all scream and I go vroom, like,
oh, hell no.
Swerve to the other lane. Luckily, there was nobody on the other lane because it was more of like an instinct like of like move. But this person jumps out and just stands there. It's
They
don't jump on the street and are like, help me. Like, first it's a hand. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Like, am I tripping? And then they jump on the street and just stand there. And it makes me like swerve. I freak the fuck out. The girls start screaming. They like cover their eyes. And then eventually like, I keep driving because like I said, like I've already like had that in my head. I was like, I don't care what happens. Like, I will not stop.
For real.
And I drive away and I was fucking freaked out. We're all like, what the fuck was that? And a few things came into my mind. I wouldn't say it was like a ghost because it wasn't like a ghostly figure. Like it looked like a human to me. But then I was just like, one, it was either like somebody, we had a lot of like
drogaditos
like walking around and stuff who were always trying to get into people's business and causing problems. But I low-key feel like it would have been like, I don't know if you remember that one lady that was always going into like restaurants and throwing shit and like just acting
the
crazy.
The one that died?
I was in the same.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know if it was that very much like I want to end things right now, or if it was just someone trying to freak me out, or I don't know, but I literally always freak me out. And then a week later, that's when that lady passed away.
So there was this lady, if you guys are from Watsonville, you're going to remember her. She was, pobrecita. She had like mental health issues and she had, I think she had, what's the one where you get scared all the time? There's a mental health illness where you're constantly scared and you feel like somebody's chasing you always. Que siempre te están buscando. She had that because they said it after she passed away. And it was all over the newspaper because everybody knew that lady from Watsonville because she was always, like Louis said, going into restaurants, trashing things.
Just
going
like in angry all the time.
Going in the middle of the street, cussing out people. Like she was just like crazy. And one of the times she ran to the middle of the street having an episode and they ran over her. Mataron.
And that kind of happened after what I experienced. So when I heard that, I think my dad was like pobrecita, like she got ran over. And then I was like, and then I told my parents, I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know if it was the same person, but that was really sad. Like, because sometimes when you're obviously going through something like that.
Schizophrenic. She was schizophrenic. There we go.
Sometimes when you're going through things like that, obviously they can't tell what's like real or what's not real.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was that I don't know, but it was just, that was scary. And it reminded me of that.
May she rest in peace.
I know.
Pobrecita. Okay. So I think this is going to be our last story that we share, or maybe not. We'll see. But this one says, hi, I would like to be anonymous. All right. So, hola, this is the scariest shit that has ever happened to me. And sorry if it's long and if I misspelled anything. I'm pretty not smart. All right. Anyways, We moved into this house when I was around 11 years old, and there was a room all the way down in the hallway, which was my oldest sister's room, and some weird shit would happen to her. Hey, yo, Adzi.
It's all me. That's why I said keep it anonymous. She even says I'm pretty nice, smart.
I know. Yeah, it is you. Like, she would be on the floor doing her makeup, and then all of a sudden, her bed would creak and sink in one place. Like, if someone sat down watching her do her makeup.
Oh, shit.
Or, like, one of the spots of the bed would sink. I thought, like, the bed would sink into the floor.
Me too. I was like, what the fuck?
All casual and sinking again.
I know. I was like, just leave it.
The doorknob in the back room would wobble, like if someone was trying to open it. And when no one was in there, her TV would turn on by itself and turn up full blast while we were at school. And it was just my dad in the house. Years went by. She moved out and I got her room. Oh hell no. Mm-hmm. It was cool. Literally. It was cool at first. I wasn't scared. But then I started getting depressed. Oh no.
Like draining her.
Because you know how like bad vibes drain you.
Yeah.
Fighting with my mom all the time. Not wanting to eat. And sneaking out a lot.
Bitch, all us.
For real?
Like, maybe we did have demons.
One night, my mom had this scary dream about me. In her dream, I was around 7 years old. And in the dream, I told her, Mommy, I'm scared of the man in the hallway. And she told me to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to say it. And she said my face started turning all demonic. And then I bit her pinky in her dream.
What the fuck?
She woke up screaming and holding her pinky. She looked down and there was a little kid bite mark. Bitch. I got a pic. She didn't send the picture.
Oh my God. Oh, thank God.
Mind you, I was 15 and my brother was 13 at the time. We had our adult teeth. So someone literally bit her.
Bitch.
Anyways, while she was having the dream, I was in my room watching some YouTube, watching Yoatsi and Louis. I'm just kidding. Then all of a sudden, this cold air came rushing towards me and they also had the heater on. My mom came busting into my room and told me to come sleep with her in her room. My tío came to the next day to sage the house. And once he got into my room, the sage burst into flames and it turned into smoke.
Bitch.
My family contacted family from Mexico to tell them what happened. They talked to a witch doctor, a curandera, and she told them I have a cursed of a duende. She was cursed by a duende.
Never heard of that.
She said, I have a curse of duende. They came and put holy water around my room. You literally smelt all the nasty negativity energy burning.
Oh, shit.
She said it attached to me for being vulnerable and it was trying to make me ruin the relationship between me and my mom because we are so close.
Ew, I hate that.
She gave me remedies to do. I went to church and I prayed. I did everything she told me to do to help me. 8 years later, I feel like something is still there, but it doesn't bother me. It follows me everywhere I go, but I don't feel any negativity entities. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I have a lot more scary stories. LOL, happy Halloween.
Oh my God, that gave me chills. I don't like that. The fact that she said that she still feels like
she's
something there, yeah. But whether it's good or bad, but that's like not.
But she just doesn't mind it anymore. She's like, it's still there.
Oh my
God. Oh, hell no, bitch. That's scary as fuck.
And I'm scared of Linda's, you guys.
I'm terrified of Linda's.
I don't like the idea of like. Oh, that's why I've never even had like little gnomes in my house.
Yeah, me
like that,
either, dude.
Like they're gonna move at night.
I'm like, they're doing this.
Oh, that one gave me a headache.
Do you want to do one more?
I don't know if we're gonna have time for it.
Oh shit! Yeah, I didn't check the time. That was good though, dude.
Oh, that
got me good. I think all the stories that we read were good, and I'm telling you, I skimmed very vaguely, so I had no idea what any of these stories were.
Oh, yeah. And it's crazy because, like, there's even, like, with us, I have, like, so many scary stories that kind of just spark up and, like, I remember as we're, like, reading all these.
Yeah, I remember this.
And I'm just like, oh, shit. But thank you guys for submitting your stories and allowing us to
so much.
Share them and read them. I don't know. I get so scared about things like that, but I'm always fascinated by it. Not because I'm like, oh, I love demons and shit, but it's just I truly do believe in, like, ghosts and stuff like that. So it's always crazy to me that there's like another dimension to our universe. I don't know. That's just kind of the way I see it.
Literally.
Or I've seen in like shows and stuff. Like I don't know how real it is, but how for ghosts, like we share the world looks the same, but for them, everything's just like on the other dimension. Like for example,
the shadow world.
There you go. Yes. Like they see what we see, but they're just like on the other
on
side.
On the upside down of like Earth. They're on the bottom saying the same thing. Like a mirror reflection.
Or I've also seen, for example, like when people play like the Ouija board or they play like games like that, or like where they want or they do stuff to like open that portal.
Uh-huh.
I've seen how like for ghosts sometimes, say you're a ghost, all you see is like a dark room. It's just like black, like you're a lost soul somewhere. And when somebody opens the portal, or it's like a candle lit, that's like the portal, they see that from a distance, and that's how you end up having an encounter with like a ghost. Because imagine being in a dark room, they see that and they're like, oh, it's like how they say follow the light or something. So they end up going to that, and that's how you welcome them into our dimension.
Like, oh, they're just like there. Shit. And that's, I was like, so that's scary.
Like, yeah, because I'm always like, how does that work? Like, why a candle? But it's like when you're looking for it and a ghost like finds it or something.
No wonder they always put candles and stuff.
Yeah, like that's kind of, well, because it's a light for them on the other side.
Oh, shit.
Fucking terrifying, huh?
Well, that was a very spooky first episode.
Yes.
I hope you guys liked it, but let us know what other spooky content you guys want us to do. We have, I think, 4 episodes for this month.
Month of October.
So let us know what kind of episode you guys want us to do next, and we're down.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening and for your stories. Hope y'all enjoyed this. Let us know what y'all thought in the comment section below, and which one you thought was the scariest. All right, we'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.